Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Spiders, snakes, planes, snakes on a plane. These are some things that are capable of paralyzing people with fear. From the time you were young when you were afraid of that monster under your bed to the present day, we all have fears that make us feel powerless, even if we realize that our feelings may be irrational. Today's guest, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, is a psychologist and fear expert who has discovered ways that anyone can to face their own monsters head on. In her book, Fearless, Dr. Shoshana describes the 7 principles of peace and mind that can dissolve any fear and transform it into strength. From letting go of attachments to releasing total control of situations, these principles help people understand how their fear works and how to ultimately find creative solutions to all situations we are presented with. Dr. Brenda Shoshana, PhD, has been a practicing psychologist and therapist for almost 30 years. In addition to Fearless, she is the author of The Anger Diet, 30 Days to a Stress-Free Living, which was awarded the best book in spirituality in 2005 by Body and Soul. Dr. Shoshana appears frequently on national television, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, in national print, Cosmopolitan, Mademoiselle, Allure, and in major venues online. Dr. Shoshana, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really loved your book. And in the preface to Fearless, you write that the Chinese idiom for crisis means opportunity. Dr. Shoshana, can you tell us, how did Chinese ideology influence you in your writing?
Oh, well, I've been for many years a very long-term student of Zen practice. I've been a Zen practitioner, so I'm very interested in both Eastern and Western ways of looking at life. And so that's how I became more aware of the Eastern way of life and way of looking at things. But it's so true, the quote that you gave. When we're facing it, what looks like a catastrophe or a tremendous challenge, that's an exciting moment. That's a moment of growth, of awakening, of new possibilities, and it all depends on how we view what's happening and how we handle the emotions that come to us.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it really is. It's a lot about looking at your emotions and really dealing with them in a healthy way. And I love the book because, you know, you write in the preface also that our real enemy, the number one terrorist, is the fear we carry within. And I think since you talk about in the preface about 9/11 and all the other mm-hmm. crazy things that are going on, but it's really what's going on inside. And, you know, what fears do you carry and what fears have you worked through, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, of course. Look, I mean, I'm part of the human race, and all, like all of us, I really wrote this book, too, because, thank God, I was able to release so many fears. I had so many fears of being abandoned, being left alone, a fear of being harmed, all of these different fears that are just common to all of us, and sometimes they could be really disabling. We also have fear in relationships of being rejected or being abandoned. Those are fears that we all go through, and I was able to let so many of them go through these wonderful processes that I share with everyone in the book of releasing and letting go of the actual feelings and of understanding much more what's underneath that.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the title you have the 7 principles of peace of mind, and I chose my favorite points from each one. And I'd love to start with the first principle, the courage to be who you are. Now, I was really moved by the ways to discover your authentic self. Can you share a couple ways with us?
Oh, I'm glad you like that one. I do, too. Yeah, I actually do a workshop called The Disowned Self and welcoming that disowned self back home. Absolutely, because, you know, we twist and turn ourselves into a pretzel to make ourselves someone that can be approved of and can be included and to be respected. And when we do that, we lose our true selves. So what we have to do, somehow, one of the things to help is to let go of that craving for approval. You know, we talk about it in the book, how the craving for approval is a drug. The more you get approval, the more you want. And that's the inauthentic self that wants that approval. It's craving it. It's really like a drug. So the more we can step out, let go of that craving for approval, and begin to approve of ourselves, begin to acknowledge ourselves, begin to make friends with ourselves, begin to even know who we really are and stand in our truth and speak our truth, a lot of fear then leaves our life.
Yeah, you know, it's true. And this, you talked about letting go, you know, and the principle, and the second principle, excuse me, letting go of attachment and grasping, I chose change is not loss. Because for so many of us, it seems that way. And then that brings up our fear. And if you can touch on that.
Well, yes. And, you know, so many people spend their whole lives trying to keep everything together and nothing should change. But life is just completely nothing but change. Life is every day. Life changes and we're trying to keep it from changing. So how crazy is that? And how unnerving is that? And makes us feel scared that we're losing. People also think change means that they failed. Hey, you haven't failed. You haven't really lost. It's just that the tides are moving in your life. So it's really important to let go of that grasping and holding on and wanting to keep everything the same. It's really important to learn how to do that. And then you can really enjoy the different waves that come. And when somebody comes into your life, you welcome them. And when they leave, you don't pursue. And you thank them for the time you spent rather than thinking, oh, my God, I'm being abandoned. That was my big thing. I'm being abandoned. I don't feel that now, thank God. But it took a lot of work and it took a lot of time to just be willing to let go of wanting to hold on so tight. You know. And then when you do, you realize a funny thing. You realize you really can't lose anyone because whatever you share with them, that's inside of you.
Yeah,
the time
true.
You share, the emotions you share, the love you share, it's all inside. And sometimes they have to move on into a different phase of life. Sometimes they even have to pass away. And that's, you know, when you really allow that to be okay, oh, my goodness, so much fear and control is just gently released.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned about having to work hard, and I'm a big believer in, you know, dealing with stuff that you went through as a child, and if you have things like, it's not to just brush over them, but to really get into either bioenergetics or some sort of therapy to help you to get to a better place. What are your feelings about that?
Oh, I completely agree. You know, I mean, people think it's weak to be in therapy, but I think it's strong.
I do too.
I think it takes a lot of courage and strength and very wise to find someone. Sometimes it's just too much to handle it all alone. And even if you have all these wonderful tools, which we have in the book, take it with you to your therapist. Do it with a friend. I mean, we're meant to be together. We're meant to share and to take strength from one another. And there are things that a person can see on the outside that you can't see all by yourself at times. You just can't. You need that objective eye. So I'm also a very big believer in practice. And in this practice that we do here, I call it the practice of fearlessness.
Mm-hmm.
We really experience our own feelings. You spoke about bioenergetics.
That's true.
A lot of this is locked in the body.
Yes.
And it comes out in the form of emotion, of feeling. So often we just go into our head and think. But in this practice, you a lot go into your body and feel what's going on in there. And just by feeling it, by making it conscious, it leaves. And then you can also ask certain questions. You can help it leave, too. So this is a really body-mind practice.
Oh, that's terrific. And in the third principle, recognizing the voices within, I really liked what's wrong with being wrong. I always say, it's okay to be wrong. And my daughter's almost 6, and she's like, you know, you were mistaken. You were wrong. Or she doesn't want to be wrong. It's okay. I always say, it's okay. So I liked reading
that. It's wonderful to be wrong. There's nothing wrong. I mean, to be wrong. How else are we going to learn? I mean, there's such a heavy fear about making a mistake and being wrong, and that's in a way so acculturated into us, because if we don't have the guts to make mistakes, we're not going to learn anything. And I also say, well, who calls it a mistake? You do. I just say, this is what happened and these are the consequences. Now what am I going to do now? There's no need to label it a mistake. It's, you see, we want things to always turn out a certain way. And that's another cause of fear. Oh, my God, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. I failed. I'm bad. I'm stupid. All of that's silly. Things turn. All you can do is your best, and things turn out the way they turn out. And you can learn from that, and you can enjoy that, and then you can take the next action. Another, by the way, really great way of letting go of fear is don't be so concerned with the consequences of your actions. Let them happen as they do. Just do your very best with everything you do, and then let the ball fall where it may.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people end up feeling guilty and beating themselves up, and it's, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not good.
Absolutely. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the consequences of your actions have absolutely nothing to do with you. Sometimes the consequences are a gift in disguise, teaching you something.
You mentioned that story in the book about the gentleman who ended up going to prison and you know, how his life turned around when he was there, and that was really positive.
That's a beautiful story about Tony Papa. It's amazing. Yeah, thank God he went to prison. He's helped so many people in his life now. He's been a source for so much goodness and change. So we never know what the real consequences are till way down the road.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Now, in the hold on a second. We were on the fourth. Now, in the we talked about the third principle. Now, on the fourth principle, finding a safe harbor, I chose turning upset into peace of mind, if you can touch on that.
Yes, because, you know, so many people's lives are about being safe. Mm-hmm. They just want to be safe, so they're afraid to embark on a new relationship, a new job, read a new book, you know, talk to a person who's different from them. They just want to be safe. They want to keep everything. And you know what? That is really a pathological way of living, and I don't mean to judge it, but I'm saying it restricts you so much from just living and exploring and being curious, and there are so many wonderful experiences that you deny yourself when you live that way. So that causes a great deal of upset when you just are afraid of feeling anything that might be disturbing. And we can turn that into peace of mind when you realize that pain is not suffering. If you experience some pain in an experience, just feel it. It's okay. And if you feel it, it will leave. It doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean that you're bad. It just means that you're having a feeling of pain, of whatever you're feeling. Don't try to be safe in terms of blocking out all your feelings. Then you will go from this feeling of upset to peace of mind when you learn how to accept your feelings and accept whatever life brings to you.
Yeah, I always say that I'm big on feeling your feelings, whatever they are. Even
absolutely.
If you're angry, you're sad, whatever it is, just don't try
all
to bury it. That's not going to do it.
That's only a feeling. That's all it is. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Now, in the fifth principle, I choose blessing others, deeds of love. I was drawn to developing self-respect, which is hugely important. And
well,
again, fear can erode that, especially if it's coming from a place where you've been maybe put down a lot and don't feel good about yourself.
Yes, and we see that a lot in relationships. It's absolutely true. Fear really erodes. We feel powerless. We feel like we're not worth anything. If we're in a relationship that's created a lot of fear, sometimes in a relationship, one person will create a lot of fear in the other to control them, to dominate them.
Yes,
and
that's
so
terrible.
That's always something to be released, and it's always important to get in touch with who we are. You know, we're really incredible beings, every single one of us. We have so much love inside and so much energy and creativity, and there's so much in there that's so valuable and beautiful. So it's really important to learn how to respect that and to know who we are and to accept ourselves, give to ourselves. Many people run around giving to others, and they can't give those gifts to themselves.
Yeah,
so
you
there's
know,
a lot of work in the book.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, no, you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just said there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work. For some people, it's very, very hard to be good to themselves and to value and acknowledge themselves. And that's causing them a lot of fear because they're the ones who's really beating up on themselves within. And that really has to be worked through and undone.
Yeah, you know, and that actually taps into the sixth principle, letting go of control and domination. I chose healthy and unhealthy control. And, you know, I had a friend who was in an abusive relationship, and we let her stay with us. We, did everything we could to get her away from her boyfriend, and she ended up going back. And people were like, how could you do that? And I said, you don't understand. You know, when you're told over and over that you're worthless and no one else is going to love you and you come from that kind of upbringing, it's really hard, and you get in this unhealthy pattern. And I think people need to be more understanding about things like that, and then
that's right.
Give them the right tools, like your book, to help them, not just say, well, they should know better, or that, you know, be judgmental.
Well, yeah, that's the worst thing to do is to say to somebody, you should know better, because in a way, people are hypnotized.
Yes.
They're really hypnotized by their abusers. I mean, they're constantly being fed these awful messages,
mm-hmm.
which they have believed. So it takes time to decompress and defuse and disbelief and see the truth that this person is really an abuser. Usually they love these people. They think of them as wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to release. And so they need tools and they need support and they need not to be shamed. People who are in these abusive relationships, they feel a huge amount of shame, just huge.
Yeah.
And so they should realize, try to get them in touch with the parts of themselves that are intact, that still feel okay.
Yeah, and they feed into their fear of being alone. When they say things like, no one else will ever love you, there's a lot of fear there.
That's a very common tactic of an abuser, to make their partner feel very unstable, to make the person feel worthless, to make the person feel dependent on them. All of that stuff, that's abuse. It's not love. And people have to begin to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. This is not love, and I am worth loving. And that, you, in order to feel that way, you have to start releasing that fear.
That is true. And in the seventh principle, discovering your perfect nature, becoming a friend, I love this, vitamins and minerals for the heart, mind, and soul, of course, being a health educator.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what these are. The whole book is vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
And because so much, you need to discover that perfect nature. And many of us spend our lives craving to be better than others, we think in order to be good, we have to dominate others, be better than others. That's not true. Everyone can be beautiful in their own way. And when you learn how to be a real friend to yourself and to others, there ain't no place that fear can reside in your life.
Oh, that is beautiful. Dr. Shoshana, how can people learn more about you and your terrific work?
You can go to my website, www.becomefearless.org. My email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. And this book is available all over the stores, Amazon, BNN, online. It's all over the place, and then you can read it and enjoy it.
Oh, terrific. Well, again, it's Fearless, the Seven Principles of Peace and Mind. And I'm actually really looking forward to checking out the Anger Diet, 30 Days to Stress-Free Living. And,
that's another wonderful one.
Oh, good. Well, you'll have to come back and talk about that sometime. That would be lovely.
I would love to. Please contact me, and I'd be happy to do so.
Oh, terrific. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.